AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Green Bay, Wisconsin are releasing details of the deadly shooting over the weekend at a local casino.
The suspect was a former employee of the Duck Creek Kitchen and Bar who was terminated earlier this year.
Sheriff Todd Delane says the attacker walked into the restaurant and shot two people at a waiter station at close range and then shot a man outside. Two people were killed. The suspect was later killed. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited a fifth grade classroom in Yorktown, Virginia.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I
want to
be a fashion designer.
All right. Fashion designer.
Pretty good.
It's part of the president's push for education spending in his next major initiatives, the American Jobs Plan and the American Families Plan. Apple faces one of the most serious legal threats in recent years, a trial in California that threatens to upend its iron control over its app store. Epic Games, maker of the popular game Fortnite, accuses Apple of operating a monopoly with the app store. In the southern Kentucky town of Tompkinsville, a severe storm damaged several homes and knocked down trees and power lines. No injuries reported. The National Weather Service is checking to see whether the damage appears consistent with a tornado. A tornado warning prompted residents in Atlanta to seek shelter earlier today. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York City's subway will begin rolling all night again, and capacity restrictions for most types of businesses will end statewide in mid-May as coronavirus infection rates continue to decline. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there's a good chance social distancing rules in England will be scrapped June 21st if infections and deaths stay low. Denmark's health authorities say they've removed the single-dose Johnson & Johnson shot from its vaccination program to investigate reports of rare but potentially dangerous blood clots. Strong gain so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. India has recorded high numbers of daily coronavirus cases and deaths.
Johns Hopkins University put the total death toll at over 218,000. The latest figures come as 13 politicians have urged the government to act now by launching a free vaccination drive and provide an uninterrupted flow of oxygen to all hospitals. In New Delhi, many hospital authorities push for legal proceedings over oxygen supplies as a local lockdown has been extended by another week to contain the spread. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has been severely criticized over the handling of the surge, which has pushed India's already fragile and underfunded health system to the brink. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bobby Unser, a three-time Indianapolis 500 winner and part of the only pair of brothers to win the greatest spectacle in racing, has died in New Mexico of natural causes. He was 87. Unser's younger brother, Al, is one of only three four-time Indy 500 winners. Al Unser Jr. won two times. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.